Moncrief on News Talk.
As we know from the Beckhams, parents can have strong opinions about who their kids marry, and the Chinese are no different. They are, in fact, quite proactive about it. News Talk's Emily Keegan visited a marriage market in Shanghai and fended off the offers.
People's Park in central Shanghai, a place which normally serves as a natural peaceful getaway between skyscrapers and city construction, now overtaken by hundreds of people playing matchmaker for the weekly marriage market. Think Listenvarna, but without the music and crack and with more overbearing mothers. Every Saturday and Sunday, parents gather here with A4 laminated sheets of paper listing details about their single adult children in the hopes of finding them a husband or wife. The posters don't include any pictures or even names, but if someone likes the description, they'll get the contact details of the single person so they can find out more about them. These markets first emerged in the early 2000s and have now spread to cities all over China, with the lasting impact of the country's previous one-child policy believed to be a huge driving factor. Men outnumber women, making it difficult for many to find a partner. Modern trends, which have led to women wanting to establish a career first and marry later in life, are also resulting in less couples getting married each year. While the majority of people at the market are older parents, some single people have taken matters into their own hands and are on the ground to find their potential match themselves. 40-year-old Clark is one of them. He tells me he comes to the park to find more than just love.
I think it's two reasons. One of is just to practice my English. And the second reason, you know, the single person in China, their family maybe want their children have a girlfriend or boyfriend. So I'm coming here. Do these things. This is the second reason.
And what is this? Why is everybody here today?
These things just happen every weekend. And every person you can to come here to look for your partner, your wife or your husband. Most of them are their parents. Do you know why?
Why?
One reason is maybe their children is very busy, and the other reason is maybe Chinese people is too shy for themselves.
What do the signs say? The signs along the path.
Everyone's basic information. Single, unmarried, age, and work, and where are you from, and so on.
What kind of wife are you looking for? What would you like?
Maybe, I don't know, but in fact, I want to make friends with a foreigner. I can speak English a little. In fact, I want to look for a girlfriend or foreigners.
How many times have you been here?
More than 10 times.
Are you from Shanghai?
No. I came from north in China. The province is Henan province.
Marriage markets can best be described as an in-person dating app, and despite the name, there's no exchange of money involved. There are some key things parents look out for when finding a suitable match for their child here, including the obvious, like career, income, education, but also height, personality, and sometimes even zodiac signs. With hundreds of people coming to the park every weekend, it can be hard to narrow down the suitors, so it's been split into sections. One side of the park is occupied by younger people looking for a partner, while the other side is where the older generation set up. Some markets divide things even further into categories like locals or blow-ins and religion. But if it still seems like too much to navigate for some, they can pay a matchmaker to do the work for them. The matchmakers are set up in one corner, and this man is among them.
I help others who have children to find couples to help another mate. They will pay my money, and I will service for them for 1 year.
1 year, wow. And do you come here every weekend?
almost every weekend. I will come here one day every week, Saturday or Sunday.
Okay. What does this paper say?
These information, they are almost children's parents give me.
Okay. So you work with the parents, not the single people themselves?
Almost a few people, only a few themselves.
How many people have you helped?
Almost more than 100.
And how long have you been doing this? How many years?
I've been there for 3 months. 3 months.
So over 100 people in 3 months?
Over 100 people in 3 months.
And do those people get married?
No, not so fast.
These markets are seen as a way for parents to try and keep traditional dating habits alive in an evolving world where work and travel have become more important to many young people. While most of the posters are written completely in Chinese, it's not impossible for visitors from abroad to find a partner of their own in the park. Foreigners are seen as a real catch, especially if they can speak English, with some posters offering an English translation to try and catch their eye. This can also mean it's hard for anyone who stands out to get away discreetly, and if you're anything like me, you could end up in the middle of a rapidly growing group of men with a little white lie about your marital status seeming like the only way out.
I'm just visiting.
He asked your ages.
I am 26.
26.
26. Married.
Married.
Yeah.
I came to see what's happening.
Every Sunday or Saturday, there's a lot of people in this corner, in this market. They formed this regulation here. Saturday or Sunday, there are a lot of single to be here. Other corner is the younger people, most of the parents for their kids. This is the older corner. We are older.
Are you all looking for wives?
Of course.
Beautiful.
Are you looking for a wife?
Looking for a wife, of course. Yeah. Company, I don't like a wife.
Yes. There you go, Emily Keegan reporting there. The seven kids were delighted to see Emily when she got home.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.